Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Doug McIntyre in for John and Ken here on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I'm here until 4 o'clock when Tim Conway Jr. comes along. We got a lot to talk about this hour. Janet Yellen is not tripping on mushrooms. We'll tell you about that. Japan about to flush nuclear waste into the ocean. We've got that story as well. And plenty more to get into, including this is what we've come to. I want to get back to that Wilding story, the mob robbery of the department stores that we've seen so much of. But obviously the big story, we're doing some cleanup operations after Tropical Storm Hillary, especially in places like the San Bernardino Mountains and Palm Springs. Fortunately, the vast majority of us got through it with minor inconvenience at the most. For the most part, at my house, it was kind of a pleasant rainy day, a good day for lounging around and watching the Mets lose, which is how I spent my day. Anyway, I'm a Met fan, so I'm stuck with that. That's my cross to bear. I got the Dodgers right here. Got the Dodgers. You know, great team. They keep winning year in, year out. I could go down to Anaheim and they wouldn't necessarily win, but you got Mike Trout, you got Shohei Ohtani, the best show in baseball. No, I got to watch the Mets. And that's on me. It really is. I got no one to blame that on. Anyway, so we've got all these things to get into. We will. But I saw this story and we just can't not talk about this because, as you know, this country is losing more people a year to overdose from opioids than we lost in 10 years in Vietnam. Every year this is happening. And somehow we're not screaming from the rafters about this 24/7. And one of the, in my opinion, I want to emphasize it's my opinion because what do I know? I just know what I've seen. One of the most culpable parties in this is the Sackler family, this family that owns Purdue Pharma. And they're the ones that shoved out Oxycontin and all of these unbelievably addictive and abusive drugs. They serve a purpose for pain remediation and surgery in certain circumstances, but they will market them like they were Pez, like they were just candy. They've been sued. They got a $6 billion judgment against them. But now the Supreme Court has weighed in, agreeing with the Department of Justice to hit the brakes on a deal that would have shielded members of the Sackler family from civil opioid lawsuits. And to analyze this for us is the best in the business, as far as I'm concerned, ABC legal analyst Royal Oaks. Royal, how are you?
And doing great, Doug. Yeah, it really is getting a lot of attention because, as you said, I mean, when the opioid overdose crisis hit, I think now 100,000 people a year die. You know, inquiring minds wanted to know, well, what's the cause? And a bunch of enterprising plaintiff's lawyers came up with a theory that companies selling the pills, they were lying to doctors and patients about how addictive this stuff was. And, of course, the biggest company was Purdue Pharma, run by the Sackler family. So next thing you know, class actions are filed, billions in damages are sought, and about $50 billion in settlements were paid. But the suits kept coming, so Purdue did the honorable thing. They filed for bankruptcy. So when a company goes BK and has a bunch of suits against it, a fight always erupts. The company's lawyers say, well, bankruptcy means most of the suits have to go away or you get a few cents in the dollar. But the lawyers for the folks suing say, no, you didn't give us proper relief. If your conduct was fraudulent, then you don't even get relief from bankruptcy. But because nobody likes to go to trial, even in bankruptcy court, the settlement talks broke out and sure enough, Purdue settled. And part of the deal was a clause that said, oh, about that Sackler family. They're worth $11 billion, by the way, Doug. They will kick in another $6 billion to help pay the claims filed against their company, Purdue. And under the deal, the Sacklers will give up control of the company, probably have plans to go into the napalm business or something like that. So now the settlement deal has to be approved by the court and to make sure it's not a sweetheart deal for the company, leaving the victims with little money. Sure enough, the trial court and the Second Circuit Court of Appeals said, yeah, that looks like a good deal. But kind of like, you know, the Hunter Biden plea deal, the judge poked around and said, hey, what about this? The U.S. Supreme Court has now said, yeah, what about this? Is this really a fair deal? The Sackler family, they didn't file for bankruptcy, and yet they're getting immunity from other suits because they're kicking in $6 billion. That's what the Supreme Court is scratching its head about and saying, you know, we'd like to take a closer look. They only take 1% of the cases presented to them each year, but this is one of the cases they took.
This story has intrigued me and baffled me since it first showed up on the radar screen because they've made movies, books have been written, documentaries have been made. Obviously, thousands.
Yeah, the Michael Keaton movie was great.
Fabulous. And thousands. And I know it's a dramatic feature, but it's based on true events. And nobody's gone to jail. And you used the word fraudulent earlier. And I'm not a lawyer, but maybe you can walk us through the thicket on this. How is it that nobody's gone to jail on this? How is it, you know, when you look at how, you know, criminal negligence, all these terms that are floating through my head, because I'm not a lawyer, I don't want to apply them erroneously. But it seems to me that this case screams for these people, you know, and again, this is an opinion, but there's mass murder here. This is mass murder.
Yeah, you're right. And in a few cases, occasionally corporate actors will get charged and wind up going to jail. In general, I think that the reason that doesn't happen is that prosecutors look at a big deal situation like this and they say to themselves, yeah, we could get a couple of fish, you know, the CEO or the executive VP or whatever. But we really want to take the company down because that's where the maximum assets are, all the insurance coverage. Because if you cull out of the herd a few individuals, sometimes, you know, they don't have money, they don't have insurance coverage. So I think it's just pragmatism. The people who are suing and the big time lawyers who know they're going to get hundreds of millions of dollars, they're cut. They say to themselves and to the court, the real bad guys are, well, it's the company that did these terrible things. And I think that's why they'll sue individuals. But they know it's a tough putt to try to go criminally against individuals. It does happen, but I think it's really a matter of kind of laziness by the prosecutors. They know that they can get a notch on their gun belt if they take down some big companies. And really, it's all about the blockbuster numbers, you know, the $50 billion in settlement.
Well, I get it.
Out of the family.
Royal, I get it. I mean, we saw this when the city of L.A., when Mike Furer was suing Wells Fargo over the fraudulent accounts that they opened up, and they got some big
right.
judgment against them. By the way, that money didn't go to the people who were offended. I mean, there was some big settlement check, but the city of L.A. for some reason ended up with the bulk of that money, as I understand it, as opposed to the actual people who were injured by that policy. But in this case, you know, you want to hit the company, but the bottom line is, if you want to stop this behavior, if you want to stop bad actors in three-piece suits, in Brooks Brothers suits, put a couple of them in jail. If these guys, you know, are on the boardroom while they're coming up with these horrific murderous, homicidal schemes to get people hopelessly addicted to drugs while incentivizing, you know, bonuses and incentive trips for salesmen for pushing pills on doctors and even sending the doctors to Cancun and other vacation paradises for overprescribing pills. You put a couple of these guys in jail and maybe they think twice before they did that.
Yeah, you'd think that would send a message. I think what's happening is that, unfortunately, your approach, you're looking at the morality of it. It's not top of mind, like for the Supreme Court or for the prosecutors. The prosecutors, you know, they know if they put a couple of guys behind bars, that's going to be nice. But that doesn't, you know, get them all the plaudits. That's not going to put billions in the pockets of individuals. And I think the prosecutors want to be the heroes. And similarly, the Supreme Court, by taking up this case, unfortunately, they're not focusing on the thing that you're looking at. They're looking at kind of an inside baseball question, which is, okay, when a company like Purdue Pharma goes bankrupt and they get immunity from suits per a deal, what about the owners of the company, the individuals who are not technically parties to the bankruptcy? Now, Supreme Court may just think, well, the money being given to the victims isn't enough. Oral argument, by the way, is going to be in December this year. So we'll get a decision out of the court, of course, by June before they all say to each other, you know, have a bitch in summer and they disappear for 3 months. But the fact the Supreme Court took this up, it's sending shivers down the spine of a bunch of other high profile defendants like Johnson & Johnson. They had 40,000 suits since the last 2 or 3 years. When they filed for bankruptcy, the same kinds of arguments, the talcum, you know, had dangerous components in it. In terms of the family issue, you know, if the family isn't in bankruptcy court, Supreme Court may say they're just not entitled to protection. The family will probably say, well, we ran the company, we're kicking in $6 billion. So if you want a victim to get a lot of money now, instead of having to sue the family members, maybe get more money years down the road, why don't you give us the green light on the settlement? Those are the arguments that are going to be presented to the high court.
Well, all I know is that, and this isn't a legal argument, it's just an observation. Back when Rudy Giuliani, before he lost his mind, when Rudy Giuliani was going after the mob, he was putting guys in jail. And that was a really good way of busting up the crime families. And if you want to stop these kind of corporate crimes, putting some of these people who are vacationing, in Stadt, Switzerland, and then spending the summers in the Mediterranean on a yacht with helicopters flying them off and on the decks, a couple years in the Gray Bar Hotel would go a long way towards solving that problem, in my opinion. Hey, Royal, as always, thanks so much. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks, the best in the business. This is what we've come to, is a quote of note after that mob ransacked, well, multiple department stores, just running out with arms full of goods. We'll talk about that. We'll update you on the very latest.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got lots to talk about next hour. Is your starter home going to be your finisher home? And that is assuming you can get into a starter home. We've got real estate expert Stephen Spear is going to join us to talk about that. Obviously, the very latest on all the breaking news related to the aftermath of Tropical Storm Hillary, which for the most part, really was just a heavy rain, which is a great thing. Not for everybody, obviously. Palm Springs, San Bernardino, there's localized flooding issues that are very real, very profound. And like I said at the top of the show today, that it's very possible, especially in Southern California, where we have such topography that, for instance, I live in the West Valley. And if you live in Santa Monica and I'm in the West Valley, we're not having the same day ever. I mean, it's like 40 degrees hotter. I live in a brick kiln, a tandoori oven, and other people are like putting on sweaters. So that's not uncommon anyway, because the mountains that we live amongst break up storms, et cetera, et cetera. So it's entirely possible for you to go through a big storm like this with minimal, if any, inconvenience whatsoever, and someone else is having the worst day of their life. So we're going to continue to cover it for those of you who are unfortunately having the worst days of your lives because of this big storm. Meanwhile, I wanted to get, I saw this story. It's just anytime you see a politician have to talk about they're not tripping, it's worth reporting. But apparently Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen ate a magic mushroom on a recent trip to Beijing. And she says she was not having a hallucinogenic experience. She had a mushroom experience that set off social media frenzy and dramatically boosted business for a Yunnan restaurant chain where Yellen ate the local delicacy. There were, quote, delicious mushroom dish. There was a delicious mushroom dish. I was not aware that the mushrooms had hallucinogenic properties, said Yellen in a CNN interview. And she said she had read that if the mushrooms are cooked properly, which I'm sure they were at this very good restaurant, then they have no impact. But all of us enjoyed the mushrooms, the restaurant, and none of us felt any ill effects from having eaten them. Now, by the way, people who are into hallucinogenic mushrooms don't consider that an ill effect. That's the whole reason for eating them. By the way, that's one drug I could never use because I can't stand mushrooms. I pick them out of all my food. I am the pickiest eater in the world, by the way.
Pickier than me?
Yeah. Yeah, pickier than John Cobalt. How about that?
Oh, that's, are you serious?
Yeah, it's really pretty bad. It's really pretty bad.
Wow.
I was at Mendocino Farms this morning for a breakfast burrito, and I told them by the time I was done telling them what to leave out, there was nothing in it.
So you just had the tortilla?
It was a tortilla and air. And they screwed up. They left the peppers in there. Look at
that. Oh, no.
Look, I am Diablo Blanco. I can't eat these peppers. Are you kidding? I'd be in the hospital. Anyway, so she's not hallucinating, although I'm sure there's a lot of people in the financial world who think she is hallucinating. At least that would be an excuse. All right. So I know that this story, we have fast news cycles. I was out of town for a week when this happened, but it got a lot of play. The Nordstrom's out in Woodland Hills, Canoga Park, the smash and grab. And there's been so many of these things. This is pretty close to where I live. I've been in that Nordstrom's once or twice, wandered around aimlessly like every husband looking for something for my wife. Had no idea what I was doing there. And then I went home and I ordered online. So I'm an American. But I have been in that Nordstrom's, and this is not the first time that this Nordstrom was hit. But this is the reason I'm bringing this up again, because there was a quote in the LA Times over the story that I think really is definitive and something that we need some national introspection on, because this isn't just here. LAPD Commander Giselle Espinoza said, "The most disheartening thing here is that this is what we've come to here in LA." And that's the headline. This is what we've come to. And boy, that really summarizes so much of what's happened in modern America in terms of the political rancor, in terms of the anger, in terms of the indifference to other people's suffering, which, by the way, kind of brings us back to Hillary. You know, if you live in a place like I do that had no inconvenience, essentially, from the storm, it's easy to bypass those people who are suffering. And that's globally. I mean, you know, Maui had this terrible fire. We identify with that because we've had these terrible fires in Southern California, right in California. Meanwhile, Spain's on fire. Greece is on fire. These things are happening all over the world. And it's devastating for the people. But it's easy when it doesn't affect you to just yawn and turn the page. So now, look, you can't be wearing ashes and sackcloth over every bad thing that happens in the world. And in the digital era, we have videotape of things that happen all the time for all of human history. And we never know about it. Hence the term ignorance is bliss. But that's the reality. The reality is that this is what we've come to is accepting homelessness. We all talk about this is unacceptable. This is unacceptable. School shooting. This is unacceptable. And yet we accept it because it keeps happening over and over and over again. And our politics paralyzes us from doing anything that is unacceptable, doing anything about these things that are unacceptable. That human beings are living in squalor on the streets, and then we're living with it. We got to live with poop and people setting fires to businesses every day. And these gangs being brazen enough to just use social media to organize a stampede through a store and steal hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stuff and yawn. We turn the page. This is what we have, what it has come to, not just in LA, in a lot of places. Let's find out what has happened. What else has we have come to?
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Doug McIntyre in for John and Ken Conway at 4 o'clock. We got a lot coming up. We're going to flush the ocean with nuclear waste from the Daiichi atomic plant in Japan. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But I went to the bank this morning. I actually went in the bank. I never do that. I haven't been in the bank in I can't remember when. I had to deposit some stuff. I didn't know how to do anything. All my cards were out of whack. They were expired. So I'm in there, and this young woman walks in front of the line, and I was just getting ready to yell at her because I thought she was cutting the line, because I'm always suspicious everybody's going to cut the line. And then 2 seconds later, she goes behind the glass, and she opens one of the teller cages, and I end up making the deposit with her. And she was so casually dressed and casually here. If you break out your polite to actual language dictionary and you look up casual, I mean, sloppily. She's dressed like me. She could have worked at a radio station the way she was dressed. And Deborah, you know what that means.
I do.
Okay. So she was dressed like a slob. But she, by the way, very nice and very helpful. Perfectly professional. But it struck me that this is not something that would have happened in a bank pre-COVID. And it got me thinking about all of the things that have changed that would be very, very hard to explain to my father. And my grandfather, if my grandfather who died in 1967 were to come back to life, he would not recognize Earth. just wouldn't. Because I remember a bunch of years ago, we fell into that, you know, we're going to refi. Oh, the interest rates, we're going to refi. We ended up refiing at a bank cubicle that was in a grocery store. I can't remember, was it an Albertsons or a Gelson's or something? But my wife and I are sitting in a grocery store refinancing the house. You know, because the banks used to be these giant monoliths, these big buildings in the town square that, like churches and banks, they had to have architecture that showed stolidity and you know, longevity. The other day I was in Santa Monica. I drove past a New Balance store. And the New Balance store clearly was once a bank. Because there's no way New Balance built that thing. You know, it's got marble all over right on Wilshire Boulevard. It's this beautiful curved building selling sneakers. And at one point, you know, that's where, you know, that guy with the monocle from the Monopoly game was going in to make deposits. And we don't care anymore. We're just casual. My grandfather would never understand this. He wouldn't understand a grocery store that has a sushi bar.
Amazon took over a bank in the West Valley.
Right. Right. It's just we have just made everything so casual to be unrecognizable. And then here's something else. Here's a story that I saw again in the LA Daily News. You know, LA has a Daily News. The LA Daily News has a sports section, by the way, with box scores and standings. The whole thing every day, independent, freestanding sports section.
LA Times doesn't have that anymore.
I know. And by the way, the LA Daily News has my column. So does the Orange County Register. Every Sunday. Just not that I'm, you know, encouraging you to get the LA Daily News. I'm just saying, all right? But I saw this article in the LA Daily News about this guy. His name is Stoney, Matt Stoney, S-T-O-N-I-E. And he's a competitive eater. He's one of those guys like Joey Chestnut. In fact, he defeated Joey Chestnut in those hot dog eating contests a couple of times. He's on the major league eating circuit. In past competitions, he has competed in the Twinkie category, poutine, and gyros. And once he ate 20 pounds of pumpkin pie, a 54-inch pizza, and a 14-pound burger.
That is ridiculous.
It's grotesque. Now, again, I put this into the category of being unable to explain this to previous generations. I could not explain this. Any more than I could explain that I refinanced my house in a grocery store. People picking up paper towels, toilet paper, a can of green beans, oh, and a 3.4% 15-year guaranteed mortgage. Now here's where it's really weird. And I suppose this was inevitable in the age of reality television and influencers who are stars. And they are stars. They're superstars. They're getting, in some cases, literally hundreds of millions of views on YouTube and other social media platforms, which is something I could only dream of. Are you kidding? So competitive eater, YouTube star Matt Stoney is going to attempt the 3K Mega Dog Challenge, where he'll try to consume a 3,000-calorie hot dog in under 10 minutes at the 909 Sports Bar and Restaurant at the Yamava Resort and Casino in Highland. This happened over the weekend. All right. So, and now, by the way, I also love the fact that this is an entertainment feature, that the casinos are booking this as an entertainment event. Forget about Tony Bennett and people singing. Forget about, you know, you know, the people who were playing the casino circuit, Jim Gaffigan in the showroom. No, a guy's going to come in and eat a giant hot dog. Stoney is inviting the public to eat the 22-inch dog with crisp pork belly and barbecue pulled pork, topped with cheddar cheese sauce, barbecue sauce, pickled jalapeno peppers, thinly sliced red onion, green jalapeno sauce, and white creme sauce. And you eat it side by side with them. And if, like Stoney, you can knock this thing back within 10 minutes, this is what you get, besides, you know, your stomach pumped. You get $300 of free play in the casino, a photo in the Mega Dog Hall of Fame, a T-shirt, triple X undoubtedly, and their name on a trophy inside the 909. It costs $30 to enter the contest. Now, again, this was written and published before the actual event, so I don't know how the amateurs did, but the professionals involved. And by the way, he says he was inspired to get into competitive eating watching the Travel Channel's reality show called Man vs. Food, where hosts went around the world eating in restaurants that had gigantic portions. What happened to starvation? What happened to people, you know, you know, collecting pennies for UNICEF to feed the starving people in Biafra and other places around the world. And by the way, there still is starvation in the world, but most of that is politically induced. Most of that is because of warfare and other state-sponsored famines as a political weapon, which is should be war crimes, right? To deliberately starve a population to death. But the problem globally now is obesity. And we've turned it into a sport, into an entertainment spectacle that people would go up to the Yamava casino and say 17 red. And by the way, I think I could beat the guy eating a 3,000 calorie hot dog. Here's my $30. I hope I win the T-shirt. But Deborah, you know what the first question I had when I saw this story?
What is that?
I wonder what radio station he works for. Anybody who's ever seen it chowing down. I've seen a rugby scrum over a Tic Tac ground into the carpet in the hallways at KFI.
What are you saying, Doug?
I'm just saying. As a political weapon, which is should be war crimes, right? To deliberately starve a population to death. But the problem globally now is obesity. And we've turned it into a sport, into an entertainment spectacle. That people would go up to the Yamava casino and say 17 red. And by the way, I think I could beat the guy eating a 3,000 calorie hot dog. Here's my $30. I hope I win the T-shirt. But Deborah, you know what the first question I had when I saw this story?
What is that?
I wonder what radio station he works for. Anybody who's ever seen it chowing down. I've seen a rugby scrum over a Tic Tac ground into the carpet in the hallways at KFI.
What are you saying, Doug?
I'm just saying. Update you obviously on any changing events in the aftermath of Tropical Storm Hillary. There are many areas around us that took a real wallop, especially Palm Springs, the San Bernardino Mountains areas, and all those areas that experienced burns. So while most of us mercifully got through it with very little, if any, inconvenience or damage, there's a lot of people who are digging out in the truest sense. So we'll get into all of that. President Biden on his way to Maui, visiting the folks over there who went through that horrific fire and something that we've had far too much experience with here in California. And this is probably just the way the world is going to be for the rest of the foreseeable future. The fires are burning in Spain, up in Washington, in the state of Washington, up in Canada. They've been burning for months and months. Greece. So these wildfires are going all over the globe now. It's a real problem. And speaking of all over the globe, we remember when that horrific earthquake happened in Japan and it breached one of the reactors at the Daiichi nuclear plant in Japan. I was doing an overnight radio show when that happened. And because of the incredible internet, I had a guy who was listening over the internet in Okinawa, Japan, and he called in from Okinawa, and he spoke fluent Japanese, and he told me that the nuclear plant had been breached about 5 hours before the story broke in the rest of the United States because he was watching a local newscast when everybody else was sound asleep. It was the middle of the night, obviously. That was an amazing, astonishing, and horrific night. You're literally watching people die on live television because it was afternoon drive. They had traffic helicopters up as the waves came across. Well, that story, the long tail of that story, besides the thousands and thousands of people who lost their lives in the event, stays with us. The Japanese Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, he visited the Fukushima nuclear plant yesterday and said that the release of the radioactive wastewater into the Pacific Ocean cannot be postponed. They won't tell us when they're actually doing it because of protests, which have held it up. But because of they've got this nuclear wastewater in the containment facilities and they've got no place to put it and they got to make room for new wastewater, which is being produced by the still active reactors. So they got to dump in the ocean and they say, oh, it's been treated. It's been treated. It's safe. But they said it's safe, but the Japanese government will do its utmost to support fishing communities from the potential impact of damaging rumors during the decades-long project. Now, let's put it this way. The confidence in government statements and reassurances that this is perfectly safe. Don't worry about the drinking water in Flint, Michigan. It's perfectly safe. We can spray malathion over your community, and it's okay. Whatever it is. X percentage of the population was going to disbelieve it. And that was before what we got going on now with social media, where every rumor is fueled, where people are posting memes of sharks on the 405 during Tropical Storm Hillary. And there are certain people who are going to believe that that's true. So the treated water discharge, quote, by no means can be postponed for the decommissioning and Fukushima's recovery, said the Prime Minister of Japan. Now, the big question here is, when are we going to, as a people, realize that you can't use the oceans as a toilet? That it can't. We've all had this. We've all been, what guy, by the way, what husband and or male in a household has not ended up with the bacon grease in an empty bean can and waited for the wife or the girlfriend to leave the kitchen and then quickly dumped it down the drain? Because we didn't know what to do with it, right? We've all done that. Or you're cleaning out the garage. The city's always dealing with this. You're cleaning out the garage and someone's got like old buckets of paint or a half a gallon of gasoline that's, you know, been sitting there for 14 years and you don't know what to do with it. And you wait until the neighbors are on vacation and you go out to the storm drain. Don't do that, because it goes right into the ocean. It goes into the groundwater. We're poisoning ourselves between the plastic. But Japan's going to dump this. There's no way we're going to be. By the way, this is comes just a few days after Prime Minister Kishida was with President Biden at Camp David. And undoubtedly, he told him, look, we're going to dump this nuclear waste into the Pacific Ocean because we got no place to put it. And we got to make room for more nuclear waste. So it's going in the ocean. And if we end up with five-headed fish that glow in the dark, so be it. Your sushi, you may be able to find it in a refrigerator real easy in a couple of months. You won't need the light bulb in the refrigerator. The sushi will light the refrigerator up. Anyway, this is what's going on in the world. What, Deborah? I can see.
I don't have to worry about that because I don't eat sushi. So I'm safe.
Well, I eat California rolls, which are not sushi.
I eat vegetable rolls, which are not sushi, but California rolls, don't they have, isn't there crab? There's not,
that's imitation crab. That's basically a clam that says, I do a great crab. Here, watch me.
Okay.
You know, what is imitation crab? That's made in a factory, please. There's no actual fish in that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. That comes out, all those fish, the goldfish that get flushed down the toilet, that's what the imitation crab is.
That's disgusting.
I know. Most things I eat are. My diet consists principally of peanut butter and things that come on squares of cardboard that are shrink-wrapped and have cream filling and no expiration date.
All right, I'm not going to make fun of John Cobalt anymore, Doug, because you have taken the cake.
Well, cake is good, as long as it's not carrot cake, because that sounds like a vegetable.
Do you like frosting?
I would just eat the frosting.
Me too.
I don't need the cake.
I don't need the cake either. No, okay, cake, we have something in common.
Cake is just a delivery system.
It's a waste of calories.
Yeah. All right. We got another hour to go, folks. We're going to talk about, we're going to talk with Jason Nathanson, update you on a tropical storm Hillary. We're also going to talk about kids skipping school. And Steven Spear is going to be here to talk about starter homes becoming your finisher home. And that is if you are lucky enough to get a starter home. Let's go check in with Deborah Mark.
Hey, you've been listening to The John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct. But most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.